Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you. And by the way, just really quickly, yes, this is not a mistake. Yes, the recruiting roundup is happening right now. Moved it up. As we announced yesterday, I'm going to move it up to the top of the 7 o'clock hour for today only. It'll go back to its regularly scheduled time tomorrow. But we have Bev Plotke in studio coming up at the bottom half of this hour, and we're going to go to the all the way to the to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. So I didn't want to interrupt that with the recruiting roundup for obvious reasons. We wanted to have extra time with Bev this morning, thus the recruiting roundup taking place now. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by our friend and your friend if and when you need him. Need legal defense, criminal defense? No better representation than that which is provided by Joe Simon. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the big house. Find them online at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. So I want to start off first and talking about a young man from down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Booker T. Washington High School. No, I'm not talking about Daxton Hill, but I am talking about one of Dax's teammates. A young man by the name of Javian Hester. Javian Hester, a four-star wide receiver in the 2020 class. He is ranked number 135 nationally. He's the number 26 wide receiver in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. According to the composite rankings, he's even higher, number 80 nationally. And if you don't know what the composite rankings is, I'll repeat it again for those that don't know, it's kind of the aggregate. It brings together, it's the average of all of the recruiting services, 24/7, Rivals, ESP, and it brings all those ratings, those recruiting rankings together and comes up with a composite score. And in doing that, he is the number 80 player, according to the composite rankings, the number 18 wide receiver overall in the country. And so very highly regarded by all of the services, 6'3", 175 pounds. And a guy who I got a chance while I was down in Tulsa last fall, I got a chance to speak at length with the coach about Javian Hester and what he, his recruitment, what he will bring to the table. But worthy of note right now is that things since Daxton Hill committed, because when I was down there, you guys might, Dax hadn't committed yet. Now, Michigan's presence in the school, presence in Oklahoma, had become more stated because of Sharon Moore's efforts. And obviously he did a whale, Sharon did a whale of a job down there and really, gaining traction with Dax. And they had gotten some reciprocal interest from Javian, but it wasn't like it is now. And so caught up with Javian Hester recently over on the MichiganInsider.com. He said he just talked to one of the coaches last week. Obviously he continues to talk to Sharon, but he talked to Roy Roundtree. Said he talks to him a lot. A great relationship with Sharon. Feels like that relationship is getting better as they talk more. He said that he now he has it locked in that he wants to visit. That was not the case. It was not a definite when I was down there, but he is now definitely going to visit. He just doesn't know when. He said it could be this summer. Doesn't know for sure just yet, but he is definitely getting up now. And clearly Daxton Hill is a huge lure. He said, I'm kind of close with them. having someone up at Michigan that you know is a good pull, is a lure. But talking about his recruitment before you inject Michigan into the equation, or before you inject Dax into the equation, his coach, who, as I said, I spent a lot of time with, described Javian Hester. He said, man, he's a Dez Bryant type. 6'3", 175, height and speed. And they're going to compare a lot of guys to Dez Bryant down there, being, Dez Bryant being an Oklahoma State guy. But he said he's probably a 4'6". People underestimate his speed because he's a long strider. But he is a physical mismatch with his ability to go up and over the top of guys. And they saw it during his sophomore season in the state championship game. Was really like maybe his big coming up party. So last year he's a junior, but before that, sophomore in the state championship game, he took over. His coach said he put on a clinic, 3 touchdowns, took one right off the shoulder pads of a defensive back. It was just an eye-opening type of performance, and really the one that maybe catapulted him into the recruiting consciousness of coaches around. Now, he is a kid that it's about relationships with him, and that was one of the reasons why his coach said, I think he'll probably stay in this region. Really, really close with his mom. He said, it's still early and a lot can happen. Well, one of the things that just happened is Dax Hill being at the University of Michigan. So means our country's chance in this recruitment, thanks in part to Dax. And as I said before, the legwork has already. So it's not just because of Dax they're in the mix, but Dax has kind of fortified their position as far as a very impressive offer list already. Of course, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska. He has, as I said, a pretty decorated offer list. So he will be one to watch. Another young man that I wanted to make note of is that I got a chance to go down to Atlanta to see last spring. He was one of the top receivers at the Nike opening region in Atlanta. And it was a cold day, man. It was as cold in Atlanta that day as it was in Michigan. So if you bought out that day, especially their Under Armour, the Under Armour that the head to toe, that's covering your legs and arms. A lot of guys came out there, legs and arms exposed. But one of the kids that really performed well was a young man by the name of Javon Baker. Javon Baker, a kid that is, in my opinion, one of the top receiver prospects in that class. If you look at his ranking according to 24/7 Sports, a 4-star prospect, a young man that is ranked number 179 nationally according to 24/7 Sports, number 34 wide receiver in the country, the composite ranking a little higher again, number 138 nationally, number 27 wide receiver in the country. He's an Alabama commitment. Why am I bringing him up? Because Josh Gattis just dropped in on his school. So this is a young man committed to Bama. He may be, Josh Gattis going after him. Creekside High School in Fairburn, Georgia. I got a chance to interview him when we were down in Atlanta. He's been up to, he's been up to Michigan. But he was a kid that at that time was extremely interested in coming up. He said, he could remember when Jim Harbaugh offered him. He said it was his last game. He was surprised that it came. It was out of the blue. But it was one of those moments that was always going to stay with him. But he was for sure interested in making it up to Michigan for a visit. And it turned out not to just be lip service for him. It turned out that he really did, you know, he put his money where his mouth is, so to speak, and made it up to Michigan to check him out, to see what the Wolverines had to offer. And now I think based on Josh's presence, their opportunity is going to be back. So it'll be about getting him back on campus. I can't remember what game he was up for, but he was at a game. He was up on campus last fall. So, you know, we'll see how things go. Chris Partridge had been his recruiter, but you can bet that'll be Josh Gattis now, as he was an Alabama commitment. But now Josh Gattis going for him, going after him on Michigan's behalf. So he's another one to keep an eye on. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always go to WTKA.com, pull it down on the podcast. It is always uploaded before the end of the show. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have in studio Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocky. You know, a lot to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about, you know, the developments with Rhonda Fain. As you know by now, was hired briefly as a consultant. Michigan has moved on from that relationship. But definitely want to get some understanding on what led to the relationship in the first place, and then how the team is now coming out of it. Because clearly there's a team of young ladies that wanted Rhonda Fain on their team. So how are they dealing with the decision for her not to be here? We'll talk about all that with Bev, and we will talk about what we normally talk about, the competition on the mat last week and the week to come. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.